Hi, how you doing, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on, please. Yes?
Yes, hi. Yeah, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in today because we are conducting a short survey, like a mini survey, and trying to see if you can help us out.
Survey for what?
Oh, this is regarding our candidate. His name is Jerry Torres. He's running for Congress.
I have no clue, and I'm not voting, so.
Oh, you're not voting? Oh.
I don't know this person. Who is he?
Oh, yeah, he's a Republican. He's running for Northern Virginia 8th District.
Okay.
So basically he's running, and this is a great opportunity to get to know this person also. So I'm calling on behalf of the voters for Jerry Torres in your area to please ask if you can consider giving someone else a chance to be your congressman. You know, Don Byers didn't listen to his voters, and now prices for everything are too high. You know, the salaries and incomes are low, including for government workers. Crime has doubled in Northern Virginia, and the future is uncertain, both for Jerry Torres, who will unite people before politics and make Northern Virginia a better place for you. Just Jerry self-funded his campaign as a humanitarian. He's not a politician. Jerry wants to share with the people the American dream. He was not a wealthy man. He did accomplish the American dream. Jerry was in the military for 30 years and then created more than 8,000 jobs around the world, including Northern Virginia. Please check him out on our webpage, which is www.torresuscongress.com. You can also check him on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. The question that we have right here for you, what are your biggest concerns about our community and the nation so Jerry can better understand and help you?
I guess we're concerned about security. We're concerned about everything going up, the increased prices, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot. It's not just one thing.
That's true. It's true. There's a lot of crime and inflation. That's true.
Crime is going up everywhere, yes.
There we got a lot of people just, you know, instead of taking advantage of the freedom, they're just committing a lot of crimes. That's not really good, having people like that.
No, mostly kids too.
Yeah. There you go. That's true. It's true. Then
they're like 14, 15-year-old kids 11. Going out. Yeah, 11 even. My husband says, "Yep."
Yeah, that's true. I've seen kids like that in my neighborhood. Also, well, those are orphan kids, but still, man.
What you said, I will look up his name and do some research, and then Torres, right?
That's real true. Just check him out. You'd be surprised what this person does, what he has been doing all his life. It was
I can do research on that. That's fine, yeah. Thank you, though.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.